Blog Talk Radio.
Well, 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 welcome to GRX Live. I'm your host, G to the R to the X, and we're going to talk about everything medical marijuana. I'm being produced by my friend, longtime grower, longtime everything, my friend DJ Monk.
F to the O to the N to the K, I'm here.
Yeah, so people, this is we're going willy-nilly and we're going live. So we're going to see what happens and what it really do. And we're going to try to put something nice together for you guys tonight. Like I said, we're going to talk everything legal marijuana, and that's dealing with politics, that's dealing with the legalities of it, and that's dealing with the actual cultivation. And maybe not necessary all in that order, but this is what we're going to try to reach out to you people today. So we're going to jump right into this. Let's talk about the politics of this thing. You know, so we need to look at, really, if you're out there trying to grow or trying to be in this world of legal marijuana, and I'm going to say that again, legal marijuana, there's certain things that we need to be looking at. We need to look at which president or possible president can help make that happen for us, or that's going to be the best for us. And that's some of the choices that we have to make, because we're not sure if Hillary is really on our side, and sometimes Bernie's a little bit questionable. And we know that for a fact that Mr. Trump, the Don, isn't on our side, because he's looking at the top 2%, and none of us are at the top 2%. So what we got to work out is which one is the best choice for you. For me, I'm looking at Bernie. I think because he's more liberal and he's more about the people, he would probably be a better fit for us on the legal marijuana tip. I'm not too thrilled about Hillary because Hillary is going with the old regime. And we know what the old regime is. Obama, he says one thing and does something totally different. He talked about marijuana, but he didn't do anything for us. So we don't want to be caught back up in that situation. So we really need to be looking at what Bernie's policy really, really is. And he hasn't really spoke heavily on it. So we may be caught back in the conundrum that we've been in for a long time. I mean, it may be legal state-wise, but it won't be legal federally. And so hopefully at some point they'll decriminalize this and we can move forward. What do you have to say about that, DJ Monk?
Well, as I exhale and listen to you, I actually am in alignment. There is a question based on little research that I did do on Donald Trump that he's actually in the middle. He hasn't said no. He was asked specifically a few months back, and he said he's okay with it. But I think I'm at a point with him based on all multiple issues that I don't trust him or Hillary in this issue. Bernie Sanders, on the other hand, is pro-medical marijuana and pro-legalization because he is not pro-corporatization or tobacco taking over marijuana. So if I had to choose, Bernie Sanders is probably with the platform best for medical marijuana and the legalization. Now, I also think that once you get to a certain pendulum with enough states with medical and or just straight out legalization, the federal government is not going to have any choice but to comply with the state issues, no different than abortion, no different than prohibition of liquor. Once everybody says, we'll put a middle finger up to what y'all talking about, everybody, that the feds have no choice but to go and follow us, because at the core of the democracy is that we represent, they represent us, whether it doesn't always seem like it or not.
Yeah, for the people, by the people. That's what we got to realize when they're dealing with that. And also, we need to take a minute to let people know that we're dealing with a legal situation. We're not telling you to use the information that we're giving you for no illegal situation. So we got to pay that legal bill and keep our nose clean as well for the information that we're giving out. And now, let's jump into the states that's dealing with marijuana. Here in California, the state is run by the counties, and the counties basically set their laws. And so you got to know what county you live in before you start to get out there trying to do any kind of cultivation or even carry marijuana. Even if you're legal, you're really not that legal, because we're dealing with the feds. Now, what I've come to find out and what I've been reading a lot is, a lot of times the Fed won't get into involved unless the state gets involved. So if the state doesn't push an issue, then the feds usually won't jump in. And the feds are looking for big cases. They're not looking for the guy that grew 7 plants instead of 6, or that person that is in some counties where you can grow 99, you grew 101. They're not really looking at you. They're looking at these mass growers that are doing mass business and not paying them taxes or paying their fees on time. Those are the guys that they're looking to shut down. So you got to be careful about that. And again, when we're dealing with the paperwork states that just because you have a prescription to carry legal marijuana or medical marijuana doesn't mean that the police have to recognize that, because that is not a state form or plastic that will allow them to say, well, this is legal. The only thing that you can do is go down and get registered. And a lot of people don't want to get registered, which is a big mistake. I think the more people that get registered, the easier it is for these laws to get passed in our favor. What do you have to say about that?
Get registered where, DRX?
Well, you go through the process, and the process is really long, and we probably have to have a whole complete show on each step that you got to go through. But you got to go through the health and county board, which is in here where we're at in Los Angeles, is downtown, and you register through them. And it'll cost you roughly about $175 to get your card. Now, that card is like the end-all card for legal marijuana. You don't have to have your prescription on you. You don't have to have anything but that card. And the police have to recognize that card. So if you did have some marijuana on you and they go through your possessions and they see that card, they have to give it back to you. And just because you got a prescription, they don't have to give your stuff back to you, and you still could be ticketed. That's just the laws. And that's just the way that it is. They're trying to make it funky, but we have to be smarter than they are and go in and get registered to be growers, to be just regular individuals, so that the system can have an account of what is really going on and what they really need to do for the people. This ain't Oakland, people, so we have to be smarter than that.
Yeah, now that's good. That's real good, because this is not Oakland. And frankly, I was one of the first that I knew to bring the whole movement down here. And when I approached the homies selling the weed on the street and said, hey, bro, y'all know about this medical marijuana, they told me, the LAPD told them that the shit was all made up. And that was all around 2001, too. So at the end of the day, I'm like, well, bruh, I've been on this since in the OAK, and we're dealing with different issues and laws and law enforcement practices.
Well, too, if you really even look at what's happening, well, we know that Oakland is progressive when it comes to that. And so what we're looking at is L.A. County versus Oakland, or the Emerald Triangle going up that way. The laws are totally night and day. Again, so you got to know what county you in before you go out there trying to do anything. Here in L.A. County, it's real simple, people. It's 6 mature plants or 12 immature plants, period. That's the law. It doesn't change. It's not moving. They ain't added nothing to it. You can only carry 2 ounces on you. You go 2 ounces and one over, you in trouble. So
now, you also, DRX, as I cut in on you, you also have this not new now here in California. We started in 96. It is 2016. So that's what, 20 years?
20 years.
20 years of this battle, this fight, this progression. What I do see, though, consistently, and I saw it this morning over by 77th Precinct, which is everybody's doing their thing on their recycling business and, you know, just handling their business as they normally do. And then somebody comes through piped in, I mean, massive chronic. It smelled like my shit. And then I said, well, what? You know, and then it lingered. You know, it wasn't like a blunt just passing by on a bicycle. No, it lingered. So I'm like, well, okay. The public, again, I was reminded as I went through that, the public, most people that you and I know are not where we are at. They will not respect the law. They will try to do 109 and 119 and 199. And it's hard enough to grow six. Really, people, six. Try it.
It's difficult.
It's very difficult. G and I have been going back and forth for every other day for the last 6 months, and we are growing relatively the same herb in different fashions and styles, but with our own managerial excellence. He's a master grower, in my opinion, at this point. And I know I am for many, many years, if not decades.
Well, I've been growing for approximately since 86, and back then it wasn't popular, and you had to do the underground thing. And so I've grown in just about every style known to man, and each style I found out has its own problems, and I tried to work them problems out to get to a better product and a faster product. And so that's on when we start to get into that cultivation thing. We'll reach more into that. But, yeah, it's difficult just to grow six, you know. And if you are trying to get out there and grow, my philosophy is this. It's real simple. Get you some seeds, throw it down, and watch it grow.
On your first one, please, just watch it grow.
Just watch it grow. Don't do nothing special. Just watch it grow.
Yeah, and make sure it gets water, air, and the dogs don't kill it or the birds don't land on it.
Right. Well, you know, we have that problem. At least I have that problem with my dogs. My dogs will eat the plant to a nub because they like it.
Well, I have a dog that'll eat at a certain period, just when I see them when they want to eat grass and certain vegetation. Generally with dog psychology and dog biology, that's the time for them to clean out. But back to medical marijuana and marijuana growing, you and I grow in two different fashions. And let's let these folks know, I'm an outdoor grower. You're an indoor predominant grower or a greenhouse grower, and you're good at it.
Well, I let my product speak for itself, and for you to tell me who I trust and has been growing just as long as I've been growing, to tell me that I'm a master grower, I have to accept that, because your weed is some of the top weed that I've ever smoked. So, on that note, you know, you was only as good as what you smoked. So, as far as what I smoked to yours, you way up on the scale, partner.
Now, that's funny because I remember in San Francisco at a club, maybe 25 years ago in the 90s, 94, 95, when I was doing like 7 clubs a night promoting stuff and deep into this music game. And I was growing herb, and this brother, this brother was having issues with his temper. And I knew the club owners because I'm there every other night. You know, I'm like, well, bro, we can't go full gangster because I get free beer here. So I pulled out some weed I grew, and I gave it to him, and he smelled it, and then he left for a minute or two. I guess he rolled up a joint and came back. And he was like, "I'll be damned." He said, "Marty, Marty, you grew this?" I said, "Yeah, bro, that's just something I put together." And he was like, "Man," and his behavior changed, and he got right with the club.
Well, that's what it'll do for you. It'll get you right. If it's right, it'll get you right. And so that we need to know that too. And again, the processes by how to do that, we'll do that on another show, you know, because it's going to take the whole 30 minutes on cultivation. We're going to have to give it to them on that one. But just people just need to know, you just first start out, put some seeds down or go get a clone, stick it in the dirt, and watch it grow. That's all you need to do. You don't need to add nothing to it. You don't need to do much to it. Just water it and watch it grow. Learn something from it. Because, look, it's been doing what it's been doing for thousands and thousands of years. I mean, it's a perfect plant. And that it takes care of itself most times. It corrects most of its own issues. That's what I've learned from being an indoor grower going outside. Because in an indoor situation, you have to maintain and change things to keep the plant at optimum. But outside, the plant has a tendency to correct your wrongs. It's a perfect plant.
Well, you speak in science, bro. You know, we gave you your own show. We didn't give you your own network. So you.
Hey, well, you know, man, you know, I'm just trying to give the people something a little bit different, man. And like I said, you know, we need to really talk about these kind of issues, because now they're talking about legalizing it. And I'm not sure that legalizing it is a good option at this particular moment for California, because they are still piggybacking on legal marijuana. So there is no separation. And I think the laws need to have some separation.
Yeah. And the rate that things are going in the California legislature with this governor, former mayor of Oakland, my partner Jerry Brown, I just suggest that we need to go slow with our legalization efforts, because you may not get, after it goes to and through committee, what you originally opted for, and you're going to get some hybrid law that's nothing less resembling what it is to buy a pack of cigarettes.
Exactly. And so now that's going to cause more problems socially, because now the prices are going to go up on the recreational side. They're already talking about hitting it with an additional 15%. Well, okay, so in some places like Washington, they give you as much as 50% tax. So an eighth that would cost us $25 on a medical side is 50 on the recreational side. And so they need to make some kind of stipulations other than taxing it to make it what it is. You know what I'm saying? Because if I'm smoking a joint and the popo roll up on me, he don't know if it's recreational or it's medicinal. He don't know. So you got to have your card so that he know, oh, this man needs this for real. He ain't just out here popping his collar and having a good time with it. So there's going to cause some other issues that I don't think the law is ready for. Yeah, I mean, I know it's a growing thing, because when the first laws came out, they had no room for transportation. And so then they had to make some alternate laws so that you could transport, you know, and test your weed and all these other different things. So it's moving in the right direction. I just don't hope that it just doesn't jump into it too fast and it all gets jammed up together, and then we lose what the fight was really about for the legal marijuana, the medical marijuana. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to lose that fight just to make it recreational. I don't want it to be recreational across the board, because I need my medicine.
What is the fight about, if I can interject? I don't know. You and I have never talked about it, but I actually have. I have a whole thesis on what the fight is about with regard to legalization. What do you think it's about?
Well, I think the fight for legalization, well, first off, we're just dealing with the people. A lot of the people are now these baby boomers, and we're getting of age, and we understand that it's not as harmful as they say it is, and we're getting out of that reefer madness stage. And so Now we want it to be legal, but we don't have the process to understand how to make it legal. You know what I'm saying? So we're listening to doctors and lawyers and everything else, but they don't have the wherewithal on how to make it legal. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, first off, I think you should decriminalize it. These people that are sitting in jail for having possession charges and things like that, that needs to be – they need to send them home. You know what I'm saying? Let's decriminalize it first and then legalize it.
But not the ones that killed up a bunch of people.
Right, right, right. I'm not saying if it's associated with some mob hit or some kind of crazy mix-up in somebody's mashed-up head and they did bodily harm to somebody over it or whatever, or they was driving and they clipped somebody and killed somebody. You know, nah, well, then you got to pay much as you weigh, player. So that's what I'm saying. We need to really think about how these laws are going to affect the future. And I don't think that they're real clear on that. I think what the state is looking at is how much money they can make from it and not what the back end is going to be. Because on the back end, if it's going to cost me more to go into a dispensary to get some herb, because you're going to charge me an additional 15% on that herb, I am going to go to the street and get mine from Joe Blow, who's growing it in his backyard at a real cheap rate. So now we're going to make this thing a criminal issue once again if we're not careful.
Yeah, but the Joe Blows are few and far between. I know about three of them, me, you, and the Jamaican. And what you do have is a lot of grow ops. You can smell them driving up and down the street, okay, so walking. But at the end of the day, they feed into criminality or massive gains through trying to profiteer through herb or profiteer through transporting, or, you know, if somebody else had 500 pounds of weed, but they couldn't get it from A to B, and you just happen to have a way to get it from A to B, and you just need 10% to 20%, all of that creates a trafficking situation. But we have here in California a legislature on both sides, but predominantly Democratic, that is not necessarily progressive with what the people want.
Right.
Marijuana or marijuana in general. My issues with regard to this had to do with locking African Americans up over the centuries, decades, for marijuana, when in fact the founding fathers grew it. What the hell?
Well, this is just a little bit of information. Philip Morris, I went on a tour with them. It was way back when I was taking my kids across the United States.
Hey, bro, you never smoked cigarettes, as far as I know.
No, I've never smoked, but I went on the tour anyway because we was in Tennessee at the time. So we went to Philip Morris just to see the whole get down, you know. So we went, and what I realized, and after talking to them, is that after they grow their tobacco, tobacco leaches all the minerals out of the soil. And to get the minerals back in the soil, they plant hemp, or what we consider G13, to reestablish the soil so they can grow their next crop of tobacco. And so now they're stuck with all of this hemp because they're not making ropes like they used to for the navies and all of this old different things like that anymore. So now what are they going to want to do with it? They're going to want to package it and sell it and make some money off of it. So when we start to legalize it and get it federally on that level, just bet and believe that every cigarette producer out there is going to come out with their own brand of legal marijuana.
Well, of course, but way before the hemp production for what I would call, you know, like, what do they call them, home brews? You know, our founding
right.
fathers were in the beginning stages of home hemping, while the Indians were passing peace pipes of hemp, while they all knew the benefits of smoking or smothering. Now, a lot of people just smother and just just vaped over the fire, and I've been to one of them. You'd be higher than you ever wanted to be.
Right, right, right. Been through that with some Jamaican friends of mine.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, what you had was the same, no different than Thomas Jefferson as well as George Washington also had very good bourbon that they produced at the White House.
At the White House.
And they did that thing. And, you know, in between having the slaves dance, I guess they did their thing, and they cut hemp and grew hemp. But hemp, specifically for African Americans, was the rope that bound you in slavery.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was. We could hit the people with a whole lot of heavy things, but we're gonna lighten that up just a smidge bit.
Well, you know, see, that's why TRX. Now, see, I asked you over the last 2 weeks. I said, bro, I need you to do your own show. I don't want to be in your show. You know, I get impassioned in my own mind here, okay?
You know, we work well together, baby. We work well together.
But I need you. You need your own network now, okay? We only went from one show. We got 3/4 of the way. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, he's going to get his own network now. All right, he's going to get his own GRX.
I can't get my own network unless I do 16 bars, bro. I ain't going to give him 16 bars, bro.
Nah, but you smart enough to get somebody to look like you and fool me.
Says CGI is a monster, ain't it?
You know, that wasn't the issue. I'm getting fucking 16 bars right now. I'm getting albums. You worried about 16 bars? This show is an album.
I just said this show is an album.
So I just want to get your autograph on your album, you know. And I heard that you was a hemp grower, and my people that like that, they only smoke on Wednesdays on 43rd Street in Compton. Can you supply us with 43rd Street Herb, TRA?
I can't do it. It's not legal for me to do it like that. But if you join a collective, well, there's a different situation. And we're going to talk about that kind of stuff, too, in our shows that's coming up on how to start a collective, how to legally start a collective, and it be recognized as a collective through the state. And so that when you're doing what you're doing, it is legal as legal can be, and nobody will say anything because your paperwork is right, you've posted it right, you've done everything that you were supposed to do right. Again, we're not trying to use this show for people to do illegal business with it, only legal business. So we got to keep that in note into a lot of people's head that this show is for the legal side of medical marijuana, not trying to do El Chapo shot and dig up no tunnels and things. We're just trying to keep it legal and straight.
However, we will have an episode on how to make your own tunnels within your own property line.
Long as you don't cross your own property line, you are good.
Oh, that was beautiful, bro. I appreciate you joining us on Real Talk, Real Game Network, and I guess we're going to have the Higbilly Network coming soon.
You know, Higbilly, let me explain that to the people before we get out of here. A lot of people know me as Higbilly, and it simply is this. The higher I get, the better I like you. You know, and my real phrase is everything's better with a bag of weed, people. Y'all just remember that.
How you spell Higbilly? That's why I didn't put it in the tag.
Higbily. Higbilly. It's real simple. And you can pull out there. You
hold up.
At higbilly@gmail.com. So if you don't like the show, if you like the show, if you want some other information or whatever, hit me up and we'll try to put it into the show.
Is it B-I-L-L-Y, Billy?
No, one L. Higbilly.
Oh, Higbilly.
Higbilly. The higher I get, the better I like you.
Man, this man is actually a white man posing as a black guy. I've been doing this brother for 51 years.
Just remember, people, everything's better with a bag of weed. It can't get no simpler than that.
I didn't ever break that down like this, and you've been using this for 30 years.
Yes. Hey, I matter of fact, remember when you was up in Racine, I think it was, or wherever you was at up north.
I don't recall. In fact, I can't confirm.
We was in your lab when I wrote that down.
I can't confirm or deny that you was ever in my lab.
In the lab with the turntables and the music. That's when we was both married at the same time.
Or
the whole different story.
I didn't know this brother. I may not even know him. The brother, I gave him a chance to get a show, and he done took over the whole. And now I need to check my bank account.
Nah, your bank account's all right, sir. Your bank account's all right. Nah, but on the real tip, though, people, we just need to keep it legal and do what we can do legally inside the law. And you'll be impressed of what you can do inside the law, and you won't have any issues. And then you can self-medicate as much as you want, how you want, and not have to go and pay somebody to do that for you. So, you know, we're just going to keep it real. And like I said, on the cultivation tip, we're going to try to keep this as legal as possible. I don't want no FBI agent, somebody knocking on my door talking about somebody the tip off on how to do something crazy. No, I didn't. They used it that way on their own.
Well, they ain't coming, bro. They ain't concerned with us. They concerned with the people who don't always break the law because they ain't got nothing better to do or didn't grow the first six plants right. Now they're looking at trying to recompense and grow 600,000 all in one location.
and still can't get an ounce of weed.
Still can't get, ended up with all seeds. So at the end of the day, we out, folks. We'll be back tomorrow. Real talk, real politics, and GRX and I'll be back Saturday, Real Talk, Real Game. We're out. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, people.
I'm out, GRX.
All right. We out. Take us out. Thank you.